The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, July 16th. We've got Val Gurman with us today, Central Missouri Astronomical Association. Good to have you here, Val.
Thanks for having me.
And if you're listening to us on the radio right now, you might want to, if we pique your interest, and hopefully we will, you might want to watch this segment because we've got pictures to show you. So go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows and then Radio Friends and watch the segment with Val Gurman. We were talking before we went in about the several different possibilities of what could happen a quadrillion zillion years down the road with our universe and galaxy. But you were saying the Milky Way is gobbling other.
Yes, the Milky Way. Now this has been known, but in the recent weeks there's been a series of papers published and illustrations showing that the Milky Way is like consuming other smaller galaxies on a fairly regular basis, apparently, and one day we'll absorb both of the Magellanic Clouds, which are large galaxies that in the southern hemisphere.
Now, when you talk about the Milky Way as consuming other galaxies, how long, if this actually is happening, what time frame are we talking about? Millions and millions of years down the road.
Hundreds of millions of years.
Right. So definitely not in our lifetime.
You mark your calendar, it's probably down the road a while.
All right. You've got some pictures, Val.
Yes.
Just go ahead and put those up. And this is the moon.
Okay, yes. Now, the moon is – I love the moon. I can't get in – the moon is great. And as you may remember, we had the supermoon not long ago.
Right.
And so I had to bring –
it was cloudy. It was cloudy when I went to look at the supermoon.
Well, the it's interesting that the – because of the way the full moon fell, the full moon occurred on the 23rd of June, correct? However, it was actually fullest – right at midnight, but when the 22nd became the 23rd, our time. So this photograph was taken at 1 a.m. on the 23rd.
And you took this picture.
Yes.
And
yes.
This is a beautiful, beautiful picture.
And this is the moon within about 0.5% as big as it can ever appear from here. Mm-hmm. It can get slightly larger, but not much bigger.
And the reason it looked so large is because we were the closest to the moon that we have been in a long time.
A long time, right? It varies. Now, there is an absolute, you can actually get a little better than this. The moon's orbit is not quite a perfect circle, and there are some other factors involved. So the moon's distance from the Earth is constantly changing. This was a problem, by the way, when nobody really cared about this until the Apollo program, or the Surveyor before that, when they wanted to put something on the moon. And they said, you know, we have to know within about 20 feet where the moon is because we'll run out of fuel.
20 feet?
They had to know within 20 feet, yeah. And who cared before it comes time to land something on the moon and every pound of fuel has to come all the way from the Earth? So they said, we got to know how far away the moon is. Okay. And then they began to realize, you know, well, they knew, but the moon is constantly changing and it is noticeable if you watch for it.
If you pay attention to it. Now, coming in December, it will be the furthest from us.
Yes, it will be I call it the flooper moon.
The flooper moon.
Yes, the super moon and the flooper moon.
Okay.
So I'll be back in the early next year with the flooper moon.
Okay. But there's another picture that we wanted to compare.
Yes.
The flooper moon
and the super moon.
If you're watching this on the internet with us, you can see there is a big difference what appears to be larger and smaller.
Right. And this is strictly caused by the fact that the moon's orbit is not a perfect circle, and occasionally it is closer. If the full moon happens to coincide with the close approach, you get a super moon, as they call it.
The next picture that we have is of Saturn.
Saturn. And Laws Observatory will be open all summer. We're going to keep run it through the summer. Wednesday, 8 to 10. Saturn looks great right now. People are amazed.
People can come out tomorrow on Wednesday, July 17th. You'll be open.
Right.
And they can look through the big telescope at Saturn. Is it going to look like the picture that we're seeing here?
No, this is a Cassini picture. However, it will look actually as spectacular as that. You can see the division in the rings, the Cassini's division, and it looks like a jewel floating in space. People are just amazed.
All right.
It's a great view.
Hopefully the weather will cooperate. They can come tomorrow at what time?
8 o'clock about 8:30 before we can see Saturn.
Okay, about 8:30 tomorrow night, Laws Observatory, and you'll be able to see Saturn.
Right.
The next picture that we have.
Now, this is one of the illustrations that NASA recently put out, JPL, showing the Milky Way actually eating up other galaxies, and it leaves behind this long trail of material that the Milky Way is slowly absorbing. And it just so happens that when the galaxy is through chewing up another galaxy, what's left is the very center, the core of the galaxy remains.
And all those little spots are the core of the previous galaxies?
Those spots are actually debris, if you will, left over from the formation of the collision between. Actually, these are collisions. The Milky Way collides with these objects and absorbs them gravitationally, makes them part of itself.
Now, could this affect us on Earth at one point as to the Milky Way gobbling up other galaxies?
Well, I've seen the estimates as to the effect on us, not very great. The outer parts of the galaxy, the outer areas of where these stars are accreted, if you will, and they become part of the galaxy. There are these cores, though. Now, it's possible that I have a picture of one of the cores, I think the next shot coming up. And these things can come rocketing in from any angle. And this one, for example, is in the sky right now. We can show this at LAWS. This is NGC 6822.
And this is what that you're looking at? It looks like a great big spot.
It's called a globular cluster, and it is the remnant of a galaxy.
And it could come in at any point.
Well,
the globular cluster.
They can come roaring in. Luckily, they don't.
All right. But if you want to see this, go out to LAWS Observatory tomorrow. Starting about 8:30 in the evening, and you have it every Wednesday through the summer.
Right through, and then next semester.
8:30
until
when?
Till 10.
All right. Thank you so much for coming by, Val Gurman. Please come back again.
Sure thing.
All right. Tomorrow we've got David Newman on. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KVIA. Our floor director is Rich Polzine, and our assistant producer and our guest coordinator is Uncle James Mauser. And you really should watch this segment on the internet to see the pictures that we were talking about as you listen on the radio. KVIA.org, click on Talk Shows and then Radio Friends, and you can sign up for a free vodcast or a podcast. Something you would like to hear or see, drop me an email. I'd love to hear from you, pepperp@missouri.edu. And we will see you tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.